Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, I listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Do guess it. What today is?
Yeah,
Hump day!
Woo-hoo!
I can't stand that camel.
Oh, I love the camel. I love hump day. That means we're halfway through the week, dude. Well, we're almost to the weekend.
I'll tell you what's better than that is we're back to regular tonight. We get NBA finals at least.
Right. No baseball, though, tonight and tomorrow. Indians are off until Friday. But last night, did you watch the All-Star game? I thought I was going to be watching mostly
All-Star game?
Shark Week. Yeah.
No, I turned on the TV. There was like a softball game going on. Did you see those uniforms?
Dude. The all blue, they look like they were wearing blue jeans.
They look
I was like, what the heck?
Listen, they look like softball uniforms. I played for a team, Schrader's Rental Center at 8th and Monument, maybe it's 7th and Monument, I can't remember. We had uniforms that looked exactly like the All-Star uniforms.
They were
all
they were
blue.
Hideous.
They were terrible.
Yeah, those were awful last night. That was like the first thing I noticed. I'm like, really? This how is this going to help? You know, how is this going to help with selling product and everything like that? I like the hats, but I hated the unis for both sides.
You know what it is. They had to rush into those because the All-Star game was originally scheduled to be in Atlanta. When they moved it, they said, hey, we need uniforms. Find out where those softball teams get their jerseys at, and we'll go get some.
You know what they did?
Last
they went
minute.
They went to Amazon.com and just ordered them online right there and had them shipped to Colorado. But
no
the
question.
Game itself... How about this? Mr. Shark Week, right? I thought for sure I'm going to watch Shark Week live and tape the All-Star game and go back and watch and see if anything happened. Well, Shohei Ohtani's batting leadoff as DH. He's pitching. I watched the first inning for sure, right from the get-go, right? So I watched Shohei ground out, and then he got him out 1-2-3. So, you know, good inning for him and everything like that. And then I was flipping back and forth. But I watched more baseball All-Star game live than I did Shark Week live. I had to see what Jose Ramirez did.
You know,
he almost
so
went yard.
Hold on a second. Think about this, though. If the Pro Bowl was on, you wouldn't think twice about not watching it, right?
Right.
Hall of Fame game, we know when we see it. It's an exhibition game, and it's a bunch of rookies nobody's ever going to hear from again. A lot of times you won't watch it. You might watch a kickoff, but after that, you lose interest. That's kind of the way I looked last night at the All-Star game. I didn't watch any of it. And from everything that I've seen, everything I've heard already today, I can tell you exactly what happened.
Here's one of the reasons I watched.
And it was boring.
I heard how many new people or new players were going to be there. I wanted to see how many players I knew, right?
Well, that's,
out of the 42 All-Stars.
Yeah.
I knew less than half of players that were there.
Sure.
And a lot of them were first-time All-Stars. Now, the young guns, boy, I'll tell you what, man, Fernando Tatis Jr., Vlad Guerrero, you know, those guys. And I'm a huge Juan Soto fan now. He's my new favorite player in Major League Baseball, the outfielder for the Washington Nationals.
Uh-huh.
This dude plays with fire, with excitement, with joy. He's having fun out there. Every at-bat, every pitch,
here's
man. I love the way this guy plays.
Big question. How many former Indians played in that game last night?
I think zero.
No Lindor? Lindor didn't make it?
No, he did not make the All-Star team.
I
was trying to – I'm looking, I'm going, all right, Bieber made the trip but couldn't play. Tito was there because of Tampa Bay's manager picked him. And then Jose was picked. So Jose got in, I think, in the fifth or sixth inning, got one at-bat, almost hit a home run. Almost home run pitch, bro. Just missed.
Really?
You know, just got under it too much. And then that was it. He came out. And the thing I liked the most about, as much as I hated the uniforms, I love that they mic'd the players and they're talking to them in game. And I'm not a huge, is it Joe Buck? Is that his name? Jim Buck? Joe Buck?
Joe Buck.
Jimmy Buck? Who's
Jimmy
the
Buck?
Announcer? Jimmy Buck?
Buck Rogers?
Buck Rogers. Whoever the announcer is, not a huge fan of his, okay? But I thought he had good interaction with the players as the game was going on. And then in the bottom of the ninth inning, they brought in the closer from the White Sox, Liam Hendricks. He's from Australia. Good day, mate. And they mic'd him up, but they were supposed to be able to talk to him in the bottom of the ninth as he's trying to save the game. But either A, he didn't want to talk back and pretended like he couldn't hear him, or B, they had a technical issue and he couldn't hear them. I don't know which one it was, but the great thing about it, JT, was this. You could hear him, and he was cussing up a storm last night. Oh,
wow.
God, yes. He dropped two F-bombs.
No delay.
When he And,
well,
wait
a minute.
They didn't make mention of it.
Hold on a second. Who's running the board there, Brian Novak? You know, it takes you back into who's the best announcers right now. And for me, as much as tonight when the ABC telecast of the NBA Finals is on, I'd much rather see it on TNT, but that's only because I like the pregame show and I like the halftime and the postgame show inside the NBA.
Right.
But I got to tell you, for the money, for me, Mike Breen is the best right now.
TV play-by-play guy in any sport
awesome.
With Doc Emmerich now gone in hockey, I agree with you. From a TV perspective, our good buddy,
Bang!
Mark Kestisher, I think, who does one of the best jobs in radio play-by-play, describing the game. He's calling the game tonight in Milwaukee. We're supposed to have him at 4 o'clock, Mark Kestisher from ESPN, but he just texted me and he said, might have to cancel COVID testing issues. I'll let you know. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
You try to do an interview with a Q-tip stuck up your nose.
I know. I mean, seriously, these guys have been poked and prodded as much as the players, the announcers have to get. But it was cool to see. I mean, they talked to Chris Bryant about being possibly traded from the Cubs.
Really?
You know, they
during
brought
the game?
Up. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was the best part of the whole game. That kept me engaged in the game.
Yeah,
so
they have to
do
something. The game's boring as hell.
Right. I think Major League Baseball should talk to players during every game all season long. I would watch more.
Hey, they might have to come up with something because they're going to start losing more and more ratings to everything else that's going on, and especially with the NFL right around the corner. You realize the Hall of Fame game is like 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Even, right? Yeah. So you've got that.
Last night.
How about this?
What?
Your training camp starts the 27th,
that's what
two
I'm getting
weeks
at.
Away.
So last night I had a couple of errands to run, and this was another reason that I didn't watch. You know, when it gets dark so late, you're running around. Next thing you know, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock, right?
Right.
Time to come home, go to bed. But I had to run a couple of errands, and I was on 77, and I saw this light. And I'm thinking, what in the heck is going on over here?
UFO? Was there
a
UFO?
You would have thought it was a UFO. You know what it was?
What?
It was the new scoreboard at Tom Benson Stadium. Unbelievable.
Oh.
It was so bright that it lit up the entire hillside. Obviously, the stadium. I mean, you wouldn't have needed to turn on any lights if you wanted to play a game of tag football.
Seriously.
It is unbelievable, Kenny. I'm telling you. And it was crystal clear. And it was so bright. I'm like, what is that? I drove around. And, you know, there's still a lot of construction going on through there. But some of those roads leading up to the stadium were closed. Now they're open. I drove up there to where I couldn't drive any longer. You know, road closed here or whatever. I'm thinking I'm going to get pulled over. There's no reason to be on those roads, and yet there was a car behind me. So I'm thinking, hey, I must not supposed to be here. Maybe this is a cop or somebody. But I drove up. I started taking pictures. Now, cell phone doesn't take pictures of a video screen for whatever reason.
Right.
But I took them, and I tried to send them to you, and they did not do it justice. But I'm telling you, man, they were shooting up pictures and images and videos of the Concert for Legends, which is going to be there Monday, August 9th.
Right.
Phenomenal. I'm going to tell you right now, if they just shot music videos on that TV, I'd watch it instead of going to a concert. It's that good.
It's that clear.
Dude, it's like you've been to Brown Stadium. You've been to, obviously, Progressive Field. You see how crystal clear that big screen is. It's
I'll
not
go
as
one
big.
Further.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's not as big, obviously, because the stadium's a lot smaller.
Right.
But in comparison to the size of the stadium, dude, there's not going to be a bad seat in the house. There's no chance.
Well, and I went to Jerry World for the national championship game. So you talk about ultimate jumbotron. But the great thing about Jerry World, forget how big it is because he wanted to make it the biggest.
Right.
Jerry Jones, right? It's the clearest, biggest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
So if they've borrowed the technology from that to put it in.
Forget about it.
Tom Benson, that's phenomenal.
How old's that stadium? How old's that screen? These are brand new. You know what technology's like. Absolutely,
yeah, that's
man.
Right. Wow. Well,
electronics change. By the time you buy a new TV, it's outdated.
Yes, that's a great point. It's a great point.
This
man.
Thing is unbelievable.
Well, we've been waiting for it, and I guess it's worth the wait then from what you're telling me, right?
It's worth watching this. If you go there just to watch the replays, you'll be in good shape.
Hey, JT, if I may, I think you helped answer a lot of questions for people and for me because I saw those lights last night. You know where I live off of Whipple and Hills and Dales. I'm like 3 miles away from the stadium, and the clouds were very, very low. I first thought it was a lightning storm leaving the area.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't like lightning. It was like white and blue and red off the huge section of low clouds. I'm thinking, what the hell is that? And I knew it had to be somewhere around the stadium. I figured it out. But I thought, no way it could be, and I'd be seeing it that bright. It looked like a thunderstorm.
It's unreal. Kenny, seriously? There you go. You think maybe it's a UFO. It was the stadium.
Right.
It was Kenny, I'm not kidding you, man. It's incredible.
That's great. I'm happy to hear that, man. They've been telling us how great it's going to be, right? Hey, just wait. We're going to get
crystal
it done. It's going to go up.
Clear. I mean, jeez.
Wow. So you're what's his name? Brad Paisley, Concert for Legends, right?
That's why I was going to ask you. You know, if you were watching Shark Week last night,
right?
Brad Paisley's on one of those shows. He didn't get eaten by a shark or anything, did he?
No, you know who went with him in the water?
J.B. Smoove.
J.B. Smoove. He called himself the Black Dolphin. That was his nickname for himself. He goes, I'm the Black Dolphin.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So they were referencing him as the Black Dolphin throughout the entire show. What was it? Shark Country with Brad Paisley. And these dudes.
What is he doing?
He just, for whatever reason, who's the wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, I don't know. She's
Cheryl
been on,
somebody?
She's
right?
been on all those shows. Remember, she was on the Gong Show. She's on a lot of these game shows. She's showing up everywhere. I don't know what her name is.
Right. Well, she somehow hooked Brad Paisley up with J.B. Smoove,
oh,
and then they're talking to
sense.
Her on the phone. And here's what J.B. Smoove thought it was, okay? He thought he was going on Shark Tank. You know, with Mark Cuban and
yes,
those guys,
yes.
Right? And he shows up, he thinks he's going on Shark Tank instead of
really?
Shark Week. That's how they played it off last night.
Oh,
it was hysterical,
man.
And I love J.B. Smoove. Dude. I think he's freaking hysterical. And now he's the Black Dolphin forever. And they're in the water, and their episode was about sounds and how they affect sharks.
Oh, is this the one where they put the speakers underneath the boat and
yes.
played Brad Paisley music to the sharks?
And the sharks went crazy for it, supposedly. They were swimming around in packs and loved Brad Paisley underwater. And then J.B. Smoove, he goes, I got something we got to play. And he goes down there, and he took a cowbell, just a cowbell down it. Yeah,
Donnelly.
And the sharks.
Donnelly, I need more cowbell.
The sharks came over when he was ringing the cowbell last night. It was hysterical.
I know we talked a lot about Shark Week yesterday on the program, but it's Shark Week for the entire week. We got to at least mention it due to the fact that it ties into football with Brad Paisley playing at
yes.
Tom Benson Stadium Monday, August 9th. Now, do you think we can get Brad Paisley on the show between now and then?
We've got it. That, you know what? That's where that outstanding producer that we have comes into play there. That's where Brian Novak, he used to be a DJ, right? He knows what, you know, what's going on and everything music-wise and what to do to produce. So that's where we're going to count on our producer to reach out to Paisley's people. How about that?
Paisley's
people. And get him on the show because he loves football, right?
He's a huge,
huge
Browns
football
fan.
Fan.
He's a
loves
huge Browns fan.
Right. Loves football. He was on Shark Week. I love Shark Week. He's coming to camp, the Hall of Fame city, the Hall of Fame concert for legends. We got to get this
Here's
guy
what we
got
to do. I'm going to tell you how to do this, Brian. This is how you go about doing this. We work on Peyton Manning, right? There's going to be some point in time where we get Peyton Manning. Or at least, hi, Peyton.
Yeah.
Maybe,
how you doing, man?
If we're lucky. So we go after Peyton Manning and have Peyton Manning tie it together with his buddy, Brad Paisley.
There you go. Get them both on at the same time.
Brian, make a phone call, Brian.
Call somebody, Brian. Get this done yesterday. See that? He's working on it. That's what he says. Yeah. So, but the way it ended last night is he brought his band on the boat. Okay? Brad Paisley brought his entire band on the boat. And they were playing music to the sharks that were swimming around the boat. And then Paisley jumped in the water with his guitar and was playing guitar underwater as the sharks were swimming around him. Excellent episode last night, man. I love that week. It's so much fun. And you're a fan and you want to check out what's going on tonight, I'll tell you what's going on tonight for all you Shark Week fans out there. They got Mecha Shark at 8 o'clock. The Real Sharknado. You know the Sharknado movies, right? All the people that are in the Sharknado movies,
right,
they're going to do a special episode, The Real Sharknado, at 9 o'clock. And then Return to Lair of the Great White Shark.
Done with it, man.
Tonight.
They scare the crap out of me, man.
Oh,
I don't like it.
These things are phenomenal. Last night, El Diablo, 17 feet long. The fiercest great white shark that is out in the waters in the world, El Diablo. Oh, great episode last.
Let me ask you a question about El Diablo.
Yeah.
El Diablo is the biggest shark they know on record, right? Biggest,
yeah.
Strongest, fastest, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
$6 million man of sharks, right?
Yeah.
Could El Diablo
beat
Cole Custer in a race?
Yes. He'd beat him, then he'd eat him. He'd beat him and eat him.
Slam.
Yeah. Now, having said that, 17 feet long, El Diablo, supposedly, right? 2 tons, El Diablo.
2 tons of fun.
You ready for this, though? They showed us last night on the edition called Mother Sharker.
Yeah.
And it was about, they wanted to get an ultrasound of a female shark that was pregnant. So they're swimming around, taking this machine underwater and trying to get an ultrasound as sharks are swimming around them, right?
They're nuts.
They are nuts. They're absolutely
nuts. What else can we think
of?
They've done everything else to a shark.
I was making fun of the guys from Jackass doing stupid things. These guys are just stupid. So they introduced
us. No, they're not stupid because it's in the name of science.
Science. There you go. Yes. They introduced us to something that sharks fear more than we fear sharks. You ready for this? It's called the sperm whale.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
It is.
You know what it is. You know what they're afraid of. They're afraid of Flipper. Flipper used to beat every shark's ass in the ocean. Remember?
There you go. Well, this sperm whale is 50 feet long, okay, and weighs 90,000 pounds.
Jeez. Too big.
90,000
pounds. He's the Giannis Antetokounmpo of sharks. Do you remember when Flipper used to hit a shark right in the gills? Every time.
Smack him with his beak or his nose.
With his forehead. Just like a ramming speed, just like an animal house. And he would hit the shark. The shark would bleed out. And Flipper, I believe, was undefeated as far as going. Flipper was the UFC Conor McGregor of UFC shark fighting.
Wait, yeah, at one point.
But yes. But then he got beat.
Now Conor McGregor.
Let's hope that El Diablo doesn't take Flipper down.
Yeah. My money's on El Diablo. Sorry,
really?
Flipper. Yeah.
Flipper?
Oh, that thing is huge.
Flipper got to be 92 years old by now.
They show you of him opening his jaws.
Oh, man.
And then those teeth, those extra rows of teeth of great white sharks. Oh, my. And then the bull sharks and then the hammerhead sharks and the lemon sharks, the white tip sharks, black tip sharks. Dude, I love this. I can't get enough of this.
Flipper beat Cole Custer in a race?
He wouldn't eat him, but he beat him in a race.
Always remember.
There he is.
You ain't first. Last.
Hey, you know, it's funny we're talking about Cole Custer and a little bit of NASCAR right here because later on we get to birthdays. I'm letting this one out right now. Letting this one out right now. Celebrity birthday of the day today. It's not a mic drop because I've got another one that you're not going to recognize, but once I tell you who he played, you'll know. But the mic drop birthday is Lucy Bobby from Talladega Nights. And her real name is Jane Lynch. She's 61.
You know, I will not have my grandbabies acting like shiftless wild hobos.
Now, I am declaring granny law. And if you do not obey, I will paint
granny
your back porch red.
We make the rules, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! Ouch!
Granny law is incredible.
Granny law ruled in that
She
movie.
Was so funny in that movie.
She was great. Oh, she didn't put up with the two little turds. Texas and Walker. Texas Ranger? No, wait.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
There we go. I get them confused all the time. Walker and
I'm
Texas Ranger.
I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey.
Like a spider monkey. Go on.
Oh, man. I mean, still, it's hysterical. I mean, for me, that movie kind of put NASCAR on the map. I would never watch I've never watched a NASCAR race.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
I love that movie too, man. That's fantastic.
How'd stock car racing get its start?
Bootleggers through Prohibition. They had to have cars fast enough to outrun the fans, and they started racing each other.
Jane Lynch, 61. Great birthday
Happy
today.
Happy birthday. Yeah, she's fantastic. Love Jane Lynch. She's hysterical. Funny girl. She's funny. She's a funny girl.
She's hysterical.
Lynch, funny girl. Yeah, she's good. So what did you watch? Did you watch the – I want to know if people watched the All-Star game, because the way it ended, JT, and this is what baseball is going to try and capitalize on. A lot of first-year All-Star players last night, first-time All-Star guys, right, young guys, mm-hmm. and they're going to try and capitalize on this. The World's game. Shohei Ohtani yeah. from Japan. Started as a pitcher, started as the leadoff hitter, DH, got the win last night because after he left mm-hmm. in the first inning, they took a 2-0 lead on the MVP of the game, Vladimir Guerrero's home run. By the way, Vladimir Guerrero, born in Montreal, grew up in the Dominican Republic, and then the guy who got the save, Liam Hendricks, from Australia, Japan, Australia, Canada, the Dominican Republic, the World's game. That's what they're going to try and capitalize on, and they should. They really should, because it was on display last night, that's what baseball needs. They need to mic up players during every game, I think, that's on TV or even on radio, so Hammy and Rosie can talk to them in the field. The stars, put them on display. Let them have fun, man, and you're going to love this, yeah. too. You did a story yesterday about the idiot commissioner, Rob Manfred, saying we're going to get rid of seven-inning doubleheaders,
right.
and we're going to get rid of
start on second base.
Yeah. Well, he also came out yesterday and said,
please.
Are you ready for this?
Please, fingers crossed.
They're thinking of banning the shift.
Oh, man, I'd love it. See, that's just it. You want to attract more viewers, you got to increase scoring opportunities, and nobody can get a base hit when they're shifting.
Absolutely. I agree. I will start to cut Rob Manfred some
Ooh.
Slack if he wises up and implements no shift.
He won't do
Third
it.
Baseman, you play at third. Shortstop, you play at short. Second base, you play at second. First base, you play at first. You can't move guys over beyond their position.
Am I allowed to use a play on words since we're talking about baseball right now?
Sure.
He doesn't have the balls to do it.
Oh.
I just don't think he can.
On. Here's the thing.
Why does it have to be voted on? It didn't have to be voted on when he wanted to check the pitchers for a foreign substance.
That's true. Yeah, they put that in play. Baseball as a whole, the owners, the commissioner, the players, okay, they all have to realize they're behind the NFL and the NBA right now. They just are. It's not as popular. The sport needs to grow. You need to get more people Ooh. Watching. So do things like that, man. Get the DH in both leagues. Ban the shift, right? And like I said, let's mic up players every game. I love that.
I run into people every day that say, I can't believe you could watch an entire baseball game. And to me, I'm like, what? This is a no-brainer. I love watching the Tribe. I don't care if they're good or not. Of course, I want them to be good. I want them to be great.
Right.
But I'll
right.
watch any game they play in. I don't care. At times it gets frustrating if they're getting blown out, but I've still got to watch it. You never know what could happen. But there are a lot of people that are our age that think baseball is just flat out boring.
Ugh. Compared to everything else in a what have you done for me lately excitement needed world, baseball pales in comparison to the other sports.
Don't know what it is. I love the game. I love it, Jerry. I love it. I have to watch my baseball, especially summertime. The boys of summer, right? Now, has it lost a little bit of its luster? Yeah, it has. Now, you mentioned the World's game, and I pulled up this article. A total of 251 players represented 20 different countries and territories outside the 50 United States on opening day of 2019. Now, maybe that's one of the reasons it's not as popular in America anymore, if Americans aren't playing the game.
Yes, they need to grow it more in America, too. But the way you do that is you popularize the sport on TV and radio so the kids will watch.
You have to do something.
And want to play the game, to be like Mike Trout, to be like Shane Bieber, to be like pick another Aaron Judge or whoever.
How do you think they're trying to increase the viewership in the United States with soccer? It's the same thing. And then you find a guy and you make him the number one highest paid player in the world, and then you start giving him endorsement deals. It's the same thing. I saw Ronaldo the other day on one of those body massager commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes sense. If you want it to be more popular, you got to make it more fun, don't you?
Absolutely. More entertaining, more exciting, somehow, some way to get the kids more involved with it. So we got a lot to get to today, a lot to talk about. Full 4 hours of the Kenny and JT Show all the way through until 7 o'clock. As always, open phone lines throughout the show. You hear something that we say that interests you or is wrong, by all means, call us and let us know. If you disagree, we'd love to hear from you. 330-450-1480. That's the number to join us here on the Kenny and JT Show.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.